the WHEAP meeting today, visiting with Lori Peterson. She's the OWGA General Counsel. So let's give us, if you don't mind, a little legislative update.
Sure. We had a good session in Oklahoma as an ag-producing state and certainly an oil and gas state. We're proud of our representation, proud of our membership, and have some good accomplishments that we have been a big part of during this last legislative session.
Tell me about some of what you view as the biggest wins.
You know, I think this legislative session, the medical marijuana issue for rural property owners and rural communities was really negatively impacting our members. And so we were able to support the Medical Marijuana Authority being a standalone state agency, giving them more authority to regulate the medical marijuana industry. That includes a posting requirement, that includes having to register where those sensitive crops are for our neighboring landowners, and also is going to increase the fees incrementally so that those agencies are able to regulate such a growing industry in Oklahoma.
And what a big task, because there were a ton of bills about marijuana.
That's right. And it was, you know, monitoring them all. And you're exactly correct. There were so many things, but really focusing on those things that we thought would help rural Oklahoma, where we had seen rural water stretched, where we had seen rural electric. We really needed those rural property owners who are our members and who are continuing to do the jobs they do on a daily basis to be able to move forward and not feel strain and stress on their communities and their resources.
Well, we're kind of in a break right now, but looking forward, what are some of the priorities coming up?
That's a great question. You know, sometimes it's the don't let anything bad happen to us, as you know. And, you know, our producers are really independent businessmen and women, and so they don't often go to the legislature asking for anything, but they do want to be considered as we're looking at new regulations, perhaps new taxes. Even the way that we currently tax the agriculture industry with property taxes, for instance, and how that process is put into place. We were able to make some improvements and some changes to the assessor, to the third party use of a third party assessor, and also if someone needs to challenge that assessment of their property to improve those for the landowner. So I suspect that we'll continue in those directions, continuing to watch property rights issues, tax issues, and those things that keep agriculture folks doing what they're best at.
Well, speaking of, I know in your role, you have to get out and about and talk to a lot of ag producers every day. So I'm assuming drought still the biggest concern.
Sure. I'm from Western Oklahoma, too. And so it is. It's one of those things that is a big concern to all of us and is not going to be a quick fix.
Easy solution.
Exactly. Our producers are acutely aware of those concerns. And obviously, we want to pray for rain, but we want to do anything that we can to keep those producers in business as long as they can be and get us turned around going in the right direction.
All right. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.